on American Express. So those on iLatch, I'm just going to mute this process now. American Express is 150 years plus now. I think it's almost 160 actually years old as a brand. One of the most recognised and respected kind of brands for banking really in the world today. This video is really talking about how to segment the market for credit cards. And in this case, what they're trying to do, American Express that is identify things that are happening in the market. In other words, consumer trends, market changes that are happening, scanning the environment for changes in consumer preferences. So the first thing that you'll be looking for when you're watching this video to comment and take notes on is changes in consumer preferences. What is happening in the market for credit cards? What are consumers actually seeking from their credit card experience? So in other words, what changes are happening in consumer behaviour that could represent an opportunity to enable Express to develop a new product, a new credit card to target that specific new market segment. So that's the first thing you're going to be looking for. Second thing you're going to be looking for about, apart from changes in behaviour in the consumer market, changes in preference and trends, is how does American Express then exploit those opportunities in that market? How does it actually action those changes? What does it actually do to target the new markets that it decides to target? In this video, we'll be having a look specifically at the green card and also at the blue card for American Express, so how those ideas developed, what the consumers want from those specific credit cards, what segments they're actually targeting with those specific credit cards as well. So they're the things that you should be taking notes on during this video. Runs for about 9 minutes, and then we'll have a discussion. Phone's off, please. Can't find a ring on this one.
Consumers today, on the go, multitasking, finicky, reaching them is much more difficult than it used to be. Habits are changing, just look around. Designer coffees are a staple, high-tech gadgets a must, and music and TV is dialed up on demand, dictated by the consumer. The potato has finally gotten up off the couch and is now surfing the web. Consumers today are choosing how to interact with the environment on their terms, a trend that has created many challenges for companies seeking new customers.
No longer do we have just a captive audience watching 3 networks or going to the mailbox as their only source of incoming information and correspondence. Today, they're choosing the way they want to interface, interact, and so we need, as marketers, to be there where consumers want us.
With a glut of credit cards to choose from and repeated offers in the mailbox, we're all overwhelmed with options. As a result, finding a good time to talk to us requires more creativity. Back in the day, a TV ad could shout out to the masses with lasting impact. Today, there are just too many messages. But is anything getting through? It's a phenomenon being studied by the marketing team at American Express.
If we're going to be successful as a brand as a marketer, we have to understand what they do. How are they spending their time? Where do they want to access information? And how can we engage them?
The American Express card has been used in countries all over the world for decades. It essentially grew up with the baby boomer generation and earned its reputation as a card with distinction. Through the years, the company has consistently reached consumers by keeping in step with the changing needs of the population. They've also acknowledged that it is the consumer who really decides what American Express stands for, not the company pushing out marketing messages.
I think that's the number one attribute, I would say, that's been the core of the success of this company for over 150 years. Knowing where consumers are going, understanding their new needs, their evolving needs, and then coming up with new ways to satisfy those needs really has been at the very heart of this company since the beginning.
In the beginning, back in 1850, American Express was a freight forwarding company. Years later, they introduced the very popular traveler's check. Then came charge cards. It was the preferred card for business travelers for decades. But as the population grew up and customers' needs started to change, the company realized that offering one card was not enough. As consumers became more sophisticated, the need to be treated as an individual became more apparent.
Over time, we extended that product into new products like the Gold Card and the Platinum Card, and most recently the Centurion Card, that increasingly met the needs of different segments in differentiated ways. So that's an example of where we took what was a great original product, our green card, the personal card, and enhanced it over the years to meet the needs of different segments within the marketplace.
Extending the product enabled American Express to deepen their existing relationship with customers, giving distinct identities to different segments. But even with those brand extensions, American Express was still facing a challenge when it came to people's perception of the card. Remember those old commercials where you would see diners proudly presenting their American Express cards for payment? The messaging was effective in suggesting consumers use the card for special occasions. But American Express wanted people to use the card for all kinds of purchases. And research showed that consumers just didn't think of the card that way. So they took their new marketing message to Hollywood.
So we have to change that. We want people using the card everywhere. So what we did is we signed off on Jerry Seinfeld.
By fusing entertainment with a targeted marketing message, American Express was able to increase usage of the card. Not only that, but the TV ads were so successful that they expanded the vignettes to the internet and created what they called webisodes, giving consumers a potent mix of entertainment and reinforcing the message to use the American Express card anywhere, just like Jerry.
And we said, what if Jerry was using the card in everyday situations? So you may recall him going to a gas station, using the card, supermarket, hardware store. And Jerry helped us through that campaign to change people's perceptions about what was appropriate, what were the appropriate places to use your American Express card. And it's changed the usage profile of cards radically.
Once perceptions were changed, new behaviors followed.
If you allow the real creative process to happen, but at the same time, are able to deliver a message, you can do it in a way that in the end, the consumer will thank you for it. You should entertain them.
But the company didn't stop there. After that campaign, it became clear that in order to reach a younger audience, they would have to launch an entirely new product, a credit card that would appeal to a progressive, forward-looking audience.
The company was willing to understand that people were changing, their habits were changing, and a card was necessary for the market. So rather than be afraid of cannibalizing our existing business, it's always been a company that's willing to look out a few years and say, where is it going? What do we need to do to be a player in the future?
And that's how American Express's Blue Card was introduced. After studying the trends and the environment leading up to the new millennium, American Express launched a brand new card for a brand new era.
The first ad we ran was a newspaper ad that said, why 3K compliance? Was the headline. It was saying, this is about the future. This is about looking forward. This is about great things to come, and this product is part of it. And we were very successful through that advertising, through that positioning, in creating a new product with a new group of people who said, for the first time, American Express is now right for me.
Blue took off with its target audience in tow. American Express says Blue's success wasn't based solely on the product, but rather the company's strong brand equity of having a great reputation and always creating value for the consumer.
We try to make sure in every contact that we have with the customer that we recognize who that customer is and make sure that customer feels valued.
Introducing membership rewards from American Express. A rewards program that makes every dollar you spend add up to a world of choices.
One of the ways the company has created value is by offering rewards programs for spending, an important weapon in today's competitive marketplace.
With a membership rewards program, you decide where to use your rewards and what works best for you. So enroll today in Membership Rewards, a $1 AXP earn.
We know that rewards and rewards for spending, for example, is very important to customers because they're looking to get more value, and that's part of the value equation. So we've spent a lot of time and effort as an organization building what is, we know to be the world's best rewards program called Membership Rewards.
Another tactic that the company has used to try and develop ties to new consumers is to market their products to multiple family members, building a lifetime relationship early on.
We established that position years ago by being relevant to those same people when they were younger. For example, many people like me got their first American Express card when we were in college because we had a very segmented effort at college students to be the first card in wallet. And being the first card in wallet, many of our customers are very loyal.
Loyal because they like the member since stamp printed on the card, a proud reminder of their first years of financial independence. In the future, American Express says it will continue to study the marketing environment to try and find the next great marketing opportunity.
I just wish I was starting the marketing business today because it's the most exciting time I've ever seen. I mean, you can create just about anything today. A great program. And as long as you stay in touch with the consumer, really stay close to what do they want, what do they need, what do they value, you can create new forms of marketing channels, marketing devices today.
For the Pearson Video Library, I'm Kat Lowry.
Let's just talk about that a little bit now. Just reminded me of one thing that I was going to tell you before I forget.